In my shul this past Shabbos, there were two bar mitzvahs, and one of the bar mitzvahs, the father of the bar mitzvah boy came up to me right before Kriyas Hatzorah, and he said, you know, I have a cousin who's not a Shomer Shabbos. Is it okay if we give him an aliyah? He said, it's not a big deal either way, but just let me know if it's okay to give him an aliyah. So I want to discuss that shaila. Is it okay to give someone an aliyah if they're not Shomer Shabbos? It happens to be last night I got a phone call from another rabbi who said that in his shul someone had come on Shabbos, someone who's Balaveros Bifarhesia, and other Averos, not necessarily Chul Shabbos per se, but other Averos Bifarhesia, and they didn't give him an aliyah, and he got this angry email from the father of this young man. How could you not give my son an aliyah? How's it, he's not going to feel accepted, etc., etc. So is there some sort of inyan of not giving someone an aliyah when they are a Baal Averos or a Mechal Shabbos? So Rav Moshe, it happens to me, it's interesting because there is no sugi in Shastra I'm aware of that discusses this topic, and even in Shulchan Aruch, not really directly. The Shulchan Aruch talks about Hakol Olin Leminyan Shiva, who can get an aliyah that will count toward the seven in Olin that you need on Shabbos, so you have such a sif in Shulchan Aruch in Hilcha Shabbos, but you don't really have about who's not qualified for an aliyah l'Torah. Rav Moshe has several tshuvas, however, on the topic. Rav Moshe and Aruch Chaim Chelek Beis Siman Nun says that first thing we need to discuss is if someone is a kofer, if someone does not believe in God. If a person does not believe in God, Rav Moshe writes, then certainly he cannot get an aliyah. He says that is me'ikar adin. Because anytime he says a bracha, what's he saying? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. He doesn't believe any of those things. Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. None of that. So it's like a bracha b'li Shem Malchus. How could he possibly be motzi anyone a bracha? He doesn't believe in God. In fact, Rav Shechter has told us that when it comes to giving people a bracha under a chuppah or answering amen to a bracha, so strictly speaking, if a person believes in God, even if he's not religious, he can probably say a bracha under a chuppah. But if he doesn't believe in God, so the whole bracha is not a bracha if a person doesn't believe in God. So if a person is a kofer, so certainly that would be no good. Rav Moshe or Chaim Chelek Gimel Simen Yud Beis writes that even if he's a tinok shenishba, meaning even if what do they say b'shem Reb Chaim, Nebuch Napikiris is still a Napikiris. You know, even if the reason that he doesn't believe in God is because he was never taught about God, he doesn't know anything, it doesn't matter. If he doesn't believe in God, then there's nothing to discuss. Then he cannot get an aliyah. And that's based on what the Rambam writes in Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Vav, Halacha Ches, that Sefer Torah that's written by an apikores, by a person who doesn't believe in God, you're allowed to burn such a Sefer Torah, im kol askaros shebo. And the Rambam explains because none of those askaros are written l'shma, there's none of them mean Hashem. The person doesn't believe in Hashem at all. But what if you have someone who's a Mechal Shabbos, and if you to ask him, do you believe God created the world? He would say, yes, I just don't like to be made about it every single week on the seventh day, but I do believe that there is a God who created the world. So then it gets a little more tricky. Rav Moshe points out, it's hard to know about a Mechal Shabbos Beferesia. Does he? Doesn't he believe? So Rav Moshe writes in Aruch Chaim Chelek Gimel Simen Chav Beis, he thinks it's never a good idea in general to honor somebody in a religious way with a Torah honor when he's not a religious person, when he's a person who doesn't observe the religion. But he says, generally speaking, most Mechalalei Shabbos Bifarhesia Bizman Hazeh do in fact believe in God. So, generally speaking, it always was assumed historically that Mechalalei Shabbos Bifarhesia don't believe in God. But Bizman Hazeh, Rav Moshe already notes, that seems to be changing. Rav Moshe was probably discussing in the 1940s those who would go to work on Shabbos and open up their stores on Shabbos to make a parnasa, but would come daven every single day, including Shabbos morning, before they would head off to work and would put on tefillin every single day. So you're not going to say about such people they don't believe in God. They were Mechalalei Shabbos because they had this big taiva to be able to put food on the table. So they were Mechalalei Shabbos. But such people, strictly speaking, are permitted to get an aliyah. And Sri De'esh in Chelek Aleph, Seminar Aleph, Os Chavtes, he quotes many poskim, the famous list of poskim, including the Binyan Zion, who assume that contemporary Mechalalei Shabbos don't have a din of a mumar, it's purely the Te'avon, and therefore they should not be treated like a guy. And if you look at Chazon Ish, and you'll find, you look around even just a little bit, You find all the contemporary poskim quote these lists of people that hold that nowadays Mechalei Shabbos do not have that same status. However, Moshe writes, still better to give him something that doesn't involve a bracha. Still would be better to give him like a Hagbor or a Galila, but even that's not ideal. He's uncomfortable with the whole idea of giving Torah honor to someone who doesn't honor the Torah, to someone who doesn't observe the Torah. In the Tshuvas B'Tzela Chachma, B'Tzela Stern, Chelik Dalit, Simon Hay, he discusses the case of a Russian immigrant. So the person knew nothing, and they were making a bar mitzvah, and the child never kept a Shabbos in his life. But he wants to make a big deal out of his bar mitzvah, and he says, henceforth, I'm going to try to keep Shabbos. Can you give him an aliyah by the bar mitzvah? So he said, for that case, you would say yes. Meaning, a normal Mechal Shabbos who says, yeah, I'm going to start tomorrow. You know, I'm going to start keeping Shabbos. You wouldn't give him an aliyah yet. Let him actually keep a Shabbos or two. But someone who's never actually been Mechal Shabbos as an adult, so Rabbi Sal Stern thinks that it's okay to give such a person aliyah. But again, all of that is mutar mikra din anyway, as long as he actually believes in God. What about other averos? So in the Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi, Sim Lamed Ches, he writes, you know, yesh mi bnei amenu ha'osim maisim asher lo ye'asu bi Yisrael. There are certain things that really Jews should not be doing, aside from every technical violation of halacha being something that Jews shouldn't do, but there are certain like big ticket items that Jews really shouldn't be doing, and that really put you sort of outside of the category of what's normal. She'ein adas sovelas she'itnu lem la'alos l'tori. He says it's just the das can't be sovel. We just can't tolerate that you would give such a person aliyah ul'shar mitzvos nagos beis hakneses. You got to figure out exactly what the examples are, and that may depend on society and culture, what would fit into that category. And the Sefer Shari Alech Minagar Chaim Sim Peyeh, he points out, very subjective, not so easy to figure it out. But there does come a point where you say, L'Rasha Amel Kim Malach HaLasapra Chukai, that Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you know, you're a Russia. It's so important for you to get an aliyah of the Torah. You don't care about anything it says in the whole Torah. And it's so important that you get an aliyah for the Torah. And it's also important to be aware that depending on the Avera, there are certain Averos where a person who violates the Avera will dafka want an aliyah as approval for the Avera that he's violated. He wants to show, look, it's becoming accepted in the Orthodox community. And the aliyah is a raya to acceptance. That is a very dangerous thing. I mean, it's one thing, someone that's Mechal Shabbos, he doesn't view the fact that he's getting aliyah l'Torah as acceptance of his Chil Shabbos. But there are certain averos where the whole mentality is that it's a slow process and there's going to be acceptance. So once I get the aliyah, that's going to be the raya that now the way I decided to live my life, ba'avera, is going to be an accepted thing. So certainly one should be aware of that before giving such someone like that an aliyah. What about Yom Noraim? So Moshe Nor Chaim Chel Gimel Simon Yud Beis says that l'chori you could argue Yom Noraim both ways, that it's better or worse. He says on the one hand, the guy came to shul for Yom Noraim, so obviously he believes in God. So therefore, I mean, it's not like he's just there for a simcha, so as not, you don't know anything about his belief. If he came for Yom Noraim, it's because he's trying to do something God-related, so therefore, the Mechal Shabbos, maybe you can give him an aliyah. On the other hand, it's a more spiritually sensitive time, so you want to be more careful about who you would honor with an aliyah, and more spiritually, he compares it to the Chumrah of Pas Akum. We tread a little more carefully around the times of Yom Noraim. There is one other factor to take into consideration, and that is to be cognizant of which aliyah you're going to give such a person. Mishnah Berurah already writes, and it comes from Chassam Sofer, and other poskim, Yabiyo Omer Chel Gimel Chosh Mishpat Sim Vav, quotes a number of the Maromakomos on this, that to give, let's say, a person who's a Mechal Shabbos, the aliyah about Shmir Shabbos, that might be something that's particularly inappropriate. Or someone who's married to someone that he shouldn't be married to give him an aliyah that discusses that iser, you know, that he does, someone who's a ganav, give him an aliyah that relates to that iser, that could be a big mockery of the whole aliyah. Sefer Chassidim, Simon Tavshin, just one second, Simon Tavshin, Samaches, says not to call him on something that he is personally chashed for. On the other hand, Knesset HaGedolah says, yeah, the Sefer HaChassidim Dafka says if he's chashed on that, but if you know for sure that he does the Avera, then adrabah, call him for that aliyah, and it will be the best musar. We'll give it to him over the head. Let him read those psukim in the Torah, and he'll see that that will embarrass him into doing tshuva. Ravadi discusses. I don't know, do you want to err on the side of being of embarrassing someone? Maybe you want to err on the side of not embarrassing someone. I would argue differently, that nowadays, at least in America, where most of the people don't speak Hebrew, it's not going to register at all. It's not going to be a musar, it's not going to be anything. It just won't register at all that they're reading anything. So probably it's best for us to avoid giving people who are known to at least be chashud on particular averos, the aliyah that relates to that aver. I think I heard that from Rav Shechter also a few times, that one should avoid giving him such an aliyah. Okay. Yeah.